This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Area Central Catholic High School here in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this boys basketball game between your 9-2 McDonald Central Max against the 3-7 Fall Creek Crickets. McDonald 4-1 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference, tied or rather lone in second place right now behind conference leader Bloomer, and Fall Creek is tied for sixth place in conference, 1-4 on the year. Now, do not let the records fool you. These two teams played two incredibly tight contests last year, and Fall Creek, after falling just short of a conference title last year, was certainly looking forward to making a run at that conference championship this year. However, their superstar senior Bo Volrath went down with an injury in football that has kept him out of all but the last two games. This will be his third game back. Bo is the two-time reigning conference player of the year. His sophomore and junior seasons, he is a load to deal with at 6'6". They also have 6'5" Isaac Steinke, another senior, who's leading the way for this team in Bo's absence. But Coach Rick Storley has the Crickets again getting ready to play their best basketball here in the latter part of the season. For head coach Adam Schilling and the Max boys, a lot of youth this season coming off that state semifinal run in Division 5. They, of course, move up to Division 4 this year, and a lot of relative inexperience at the varsity level, and yet that hasn't necessarily been the case record-wise for McDonald, as they have won 9 out of their first 11 games, and as Coach Schilling has told us, still perhaps scratching the surface of the potential they have. There is a lot of talent on this team. Both teams taking the floor now for warm-ups. McDonald coming off a back-to-back Monday and Tuesday night set of games. We had the first one for you down in Whitehall as the boys won 65-45 over the Norse, and then came right back to Mondovi the next night. A lower scoring, tougher slag of a game offensively for McDonald, but they get the 10-point victory over the Buffaloes 43-33. On the other side for Fall Creek, they played a very good Elk Mound team who I believe has only lost one game on the season. The Elk Mound Mounders coming to the Western Cloverbelt actually next year, a Division III powerhouse, and on their home floor, Fall Creek lost that game 58-44. Isaac Steinke led the way with 18 points, 9 of 11 shooting. Jack Walden had 10, and Bo Volrath had 10 again in just his second game back with Fall Creek. For McDonald, that 43-33 win over Mondovi, again, it was sluggish offensively. 33% shooting from the field, 21% from downtown. Cale Holm, though, continued his stellar play with 15 points and 3 of 6 shooting from downtown. Jordan Sikora had 11, and Cooper Mittermeier had 11 as well, including a 4 of 5 performance from the free throw line. We're going to step out. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll hear from both head coaches, starting with Rick Storley of the Fall Creek Crickets. This is McDonald Max Basketball. Good to have you with us on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com, and watch and listen to tonight's game via McDonald Area Catholic Schools. We're back in 2 on WOGO.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none, with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. The first of two matchups this year between your McDonald Central Max boys and the Fall Creek Crickets. Here with head coach Rick Storley of Fall Creek. And coach, obviously a big storyline for you this season is missing the two-time reigning conference player of the year until the last couple games. But has that been, if possible, a blessing in disguise because it's forced some other players to step up? Or
I know you'd rather have him.
Well, we would rather have had him, of course. You know, we want to get him back, and good for him to be back as a senior to do that. A lot of people have said, oh, this will be a blessing in disguise. Well, we've really struggled, you know, trying to find that person and somebody to step up. But it has given them a lot of playing time. And hopefully down the track as we get towards the second half of the season, maybe in the tournament trail, maybe that will help us. I'm hoping so.
Coach, when you talk about the tournament trail, obviously the way you schedule, I mean, you want to have the best possible seeding. We're a long way from that, too. So it's a bummer not to have BOA against some of these top flight teams that you play non-conference. But again, what's the message to the team in the locker room as far as just staying the course and saying, let's challenge the rest of this season and tournament, it's anybody's game?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You hit it on the head right there, is that, you know, we know right now we're going to be out of that conference race because of the games that we gave up, but let's start building. Let's start playing some better basketball. We play good stretches on there, and then we have stretches. We go 5 minutes where we have more turnovers than we have shots, you know, for example. And we need to stop that. We need to at least give ourselves an opportunity to stay in that ball game or to win a ball game. It's been a while now. We've hit a bad streak. Our turnovers are really, really they're capitalizing on them, and we're just not getting anything done. So hopefully we can, the message is, hey, stay with it. We're okay. We're going to get better, and hopefully at the tournament time we can be playing our best basketball.
And finally, coach, against this McDonald team, I've been asking a lot of coaches. Obviously, there's a lot of young players on this McDonald team, but there's some really familiar names. I mean, kids who played a lot of basketball.
Yeah, when you're talking Mittermeier, you know, it's out there, and you got the other names that are out there. You know, Sakura has been there for a long time. Seems like he's been here forever, you know, and he's only a junior, but whatever. So, you know, they just have done a great job. I think Adam has done a really good job of getting those kids their hustle. You know, I saw him play one game, and I really was impressed with their how they hustle and how they shoot the ball. You know, they don't care who scores, what it is. They're moving the ball quickly, and they're a tough team to handle right now, and their record shows it.
And, Coach, last time you played this team on this floor was Valentine's night.
Do we have to talk about that?
That was quite a game. We can only hope for something that competitive again here tonight.
Yeah, that was quite a ball game, wasn't it? You know, went down to the last 2 seconds, and Huss got the putback basket where we had a breakdown in rebounding. But, you know, that happens in high school basketball, and it was just a great, great basketball game. It came down to that final shot on there. So, you know, two quality teams last year that were playing here, and it's too bad we had to walk out of here with a loss. But, you know, I give credit to McDonald last year. They really earned that victory.
Well, Coach, always good to see you. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Hey, we appreciate that very much. Thank you so much.
Head Coach Storley of Fall Creek, back with Coach Schilling of the Max. Should be a good one here tonight in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Krumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the glass, good! Gets McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
He's good! Freeze pass! Beats a goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Big conference game for your McDonald Central Max boys against the Fall Creek Crickets here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, back-to-back games to start the week, won both of them. But now here against Fall Creek, you're facing a team that probably many expected if they'd been healthy to be at the top of this conference. And now that they have the two-time returning conference player of the year back in Bo Volrath, they're probably starting to find their stride.
Yeah, I think they're back and they're healthy and they got everybody that they wanted going into the season. So it's always a tough game when we play them, and I'm glad we're playing them on our home court tonight, so hopefully we can give them a good game.
When you look at this Fall Creek team, obviously you see the size differential too, but with what your team is doing, not only working hard on the glass, but also the ball movement, the shooting from outside, do you feel like you can counteract maybe that advantage they have with length?
I hope so. I mean, we're going to have to move the ball out on offense and work for good open shots, try to use some speed and get out and run a little bit. But they're always pretty good defensively, so points could be at a premium tonight.
Defensively, what do you need to do to be successful against this Fall Creek team?
I need to rebound. Defensively, we got to hold them to one shot. They're very good at getting offensive rebounds. So if we can hold them one shot, that should keep us in the game here for a while.
And finally, Coach, two phenomenal games against Fall Creek at their place last year. You got down but made a great comeback, and then of course we all know what happened here in a game that for all intents and purposes was for the conference title on this floor. We can only hope we have that kind of game again tonight, but with your young team it just kind of seems like they're continuing to grow and a chance to get victory number 10.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd have told me at this point it would be 9-2, I guess would be pretty happy, and I am happy with what we're doing. I just think there's a lot of room for improvement yet, and that's what's exciting about this. So every game is just an opportunity, and tonight's an opportunity. It's a very good team. It has a lot of seniors, and we'll see what we can do against those guys.
Coach, it's been a lot of fun so far. We'll look forward to talking to you after the game.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling, we're getting closer to McDonald and Fall Creek. Max pregame here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Glass and mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. As we welcome in Dave Flanagan, we'll throw him right into the fire with the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave, the records do not tell how talented this Fall Creek team is. Again, they've been without the two-time reigning conference player of the year in Bo Vollrath. So coming into this game, tied for sixth in the conference, but this is a team that everyone expected with good reason of Fall Creek to be contending for a conference championship. McDonald's got their hands full here tonight.
It is. It's going to be a little, well, it's a tricky game. And like you said, they, you know, they're going to go on a run. You just feel that, you know, at the end of February, it's really the measuring stick to see where Fall Creek is at. But, yeah, I mean, Bo's back, so they just – now they got to get used to playing with Bo. And then, you know, the first couple games, they had two tough games. So it's one of those things where I think tonight, you know, they're looking to get a, you know, get a win and, you know, get Bo going here a little bit.
And for McDonald, again, facing a pretty significant size advantage for Fall Creek, what do they need to do?
Well, and that's sort of – you know what, I look at it, it's their bigs against our guards. You know, our guards have proven that when they move the ball, they get open shots, they knock them down. So – you know, it's got. We're not going to get much on the inside. It's going to be a little tough going, I feel. But on the outside, I'll take our 3-4 shooters that we have.
That's the Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald 9-2, Fall Creek 3-7. McDonald has had a very nice win streak here. Fall Creek has dropped six in a row. So again, they are very hungry for a win. It's youth basketball night. Always great to see the youngsters, blue clad, surrounding Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium here on our side of the court. We are back with the Max and the Crickets in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO and Max TV.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
We serve to serve again. Wiersgala Company.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the Good! Give McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the
left side. Beats a goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, you just heard a clip from the last time these two teams tangled on Valentine's night. Closing in on 1 year ago, McDonald and Fall Creek on youth basketball night here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you high above the court. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios in Halley. And Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew here in Chippewa Falls as well. A reminder that McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-2025 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Or call 715-723-0538 today. And Dave Flanagan, before we get to the title card matchup here tonight, always great to again see the full force of youth basketball for McDonald here on the floor. And again, a lot of talent coming up as always.
Well, it's always exciting. I mean, I think back a few years ago, I was standing down there with the kids and such. And so, it's a great little... It's a great event that kids come and watch these older kids play. And, you know, the older kids understand that, you know, they're an example to these younger kids. Sometimes they don't believe that, but I truly believe they are.
I know, again, my son Cooper, who's 8 years old, really looks up to these McDonald players, and for them to volunteer their time, YMCA Little Dribblers on Saturday mornings, that made a mark, an impression on him last year. So I'm very grateful again for Coach Cooper and again, so many of the varsity players giving their time. And from little dribblers to big dribblers this year. But again, absolutely agree with you the way, some of these young people can show their character by serving in the community and helping the next generations come up. It really is important. So we're seeing the McDonald varsity squad now running on the near side of the court, high-fiving all of these youngsters. And again, that's just a great moment to see even sophomores like Mason Bussey towering over some of these little fourth and fifth and sixth graders too. But it will not be long until they're reaching that stature and playing on this floor for keeps as well. So a great moment here tonight.
Well, yeah. Hopefully there's about four Mason Busseys standing out here tonight.
We could use some height to contend a little bit more with what Fall Creek seems to. They're growing big over there, that's for sure. Always a great crowd on hand from Cricket Country as well. We are just about set, ready to begin as Fall Creek will be introduced under longtime head coach Rick Storley's direction. Again, they are 3-7, 1-4 in the Western Clover Belt, tied for sixth as they start to get their season going with everybody healthy. Jacob Watke is a 6-foot senior, number 3, averaging 3.8 points and 3.2 assists. Colin Kramer, a 5'9 sophomore guard, 5.7 points per game for number 12. 6'5 senior. Isaac Steinke, number 22, 18.8 points to lead the team and 10.4 rebounds, leads the team in that category as well. Their sharpshooter, Jack Walden, has hit 33 threes, tops on the team by a wide margin. 6'1 senior guard, 14.7 points per game. Then Bo Volrath, 6'6 senior, number 24, his third game back from injury, 14.5 points, 7 rebounds. And again, the two-time reigning conference player of the year in the Western Clover Belt. Fall Creek averages 54.9 points per game offensively, gives up 58.3. On the other side for McDonald, they're scoring 56.3 points per game, giving up just 46.1. And again, that defense has been their calling card this season, and we'll need to see it on full display here tonight. They did allow just 33 points on Tuesday night against Mondovi. four-year McDonald Max. Again, senior Miles Flanagan is out tonight. Hopefully he'll be back at some point next week, but again, went down in that Mondovi game and will not be suited up here tonight. So McDonald will start Cooper Mittermeier, 5'11" junior guard, number 3, 12.4 points per game. Cale Holm, McDonald's leading scorer, the 5'10" talented sophomore guard, number 20, 13.7 points per game. Then Jordan Sikora, defensive stopper, leads the team in assists, 8 points per game as well, 6'3" junior guard, number 24. Carson Galvez at 10 points per game, third double-digit scorer for Adam Schilling, 6'3" sophomore forward, number 33. Carson also 1.4 assists per game. And then Mason Bussey getting the start tonight, the 6'4" sophomore center. Here's number 53.3 points per game, but he's been shooting 72% from the floor and showed up very well in relief of Miles Flanagan in that game on Tuesday night. They'll need a big game from the big man.
Yeah, I mean, Mason, well, you know what? Mason takes up a lot of space. He takes up more space than Miles, so if anything, that's to our advantage.
Fall Creek clad in the forest green uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the white numerals and lettering and the black outlines and piping. McDonald resplendent to their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, royal blue numerals and lettering, gold accents and piping. It'll be Jordan Sikora jumping against Isaac Steinke at midcourt. Sikora wins the back tap. Got up quickly, and Mason Bussey gobbled it up, and McDonald has possession first, moving left to right here in the first half. Good to have you with us here on 103.1 FM AM 680, live streaming audio and podcast at wogo.com. Watch and listen tonight via McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, the Max TV live stream. Cale Holm driving baseline, goes over the top of Olrath, too strong. Battle for the offensive rebound, no. Fall Creek going to come the other way with it.
Good hard take. Ball just didn't go in for him.
Left side is Colin Kramer. He's wearing number 12. Ben Kelly wore that number 12 and scored 20 against McDonald and Fall Creek last week. First bucket of the game goes to Jacob Watke. Pull up just outside the lane, 2-0. Fall Creek with a quick lead.
McDonald's going to make him shoot from the outside. He hit the first jumper for him.
Sikora right at the circle, fires a bullet pass down. Double pumping, going up and grabbing the foul is Carson Galvez. Well, Volrath says to his fellow senior, just go straight up. You're 6'5".
A little deja vu last year. They got him in foul trouble right away, too. Oh.
Steinke's first foul, team's first against Steinke. He's just been phenomenal this year. 18 points plus, 10 plus rebounds per game. Galvez, first free throw is good. He was held scoreless on Tuesday night, which is pretty rare for a talented player like Carson. And the sophomore hits his first free throw here tonight.
That's good. He wasn't smiling after the game on Tuesday, I can tell you that. So that's great, great sign here tonight.
It was a slog offensively for McDonald that game. They tie it at two apiece as we are 1 minute in officially here in Chippewa Falls. Not quite a full house, but pretty darn close. Left side, quick three on the way. That one is good from just outside the arc. Colin Kramer, the sophomore, who got the start here for Fall Creek, knocks in a three from the left wing. 5-2 Fall Creek. Jordan Sikora blows by his man, stumbles on the way to the hoop, and just off target as he tried to finish that one. Coming the other way, Volrath, his drive stopped by a foul from Carson Galvez, I believe. And again, that drive to the hoop from Sikora just kind of got knocked off his line, and maybe we'll see a little more physical play allowed here tonight.
Yeah, we need
an adjustment.
We need those calls a little bit in our favor, right?
It would be helpful. That foul was actually called on Mittermeier. Air ball three from the left wing. Missed by Watke.
McDonald's going to make him shoot from the outside. They aren't going to get much inside.
Up top, Sikora leaves for Cooper Mittermeier. Again, team fouls even at one apiece. 3-point deficit for the Max very early on in this one. Galvez has a pass tipped away, pulls it back, goes to Cale Holm. He's got an open look at a three right at the circle to tie the game. No, pops in and out. Struggle for the rebound. Save? No. Stepping on the sideline for Fall Creek is Jack Walden. And good hustle there by Cale Holm.
Yeah. Great hustle of both players. Try to get that loose ball.
16:09 to go. 5-2. McDonald will inbound. Side out. Carson Galvez throws into the backcourt to Jordan Sikora. He'll take his time walking across the midstripe. 2 minutes in, 5-2 Fall Creek. Carson Galvez working against Steinke. He's tied up, working the pivot foot along the baseline, trying to avoid the count. Goes up to Cale Holm. Jordan Sikora, ball fake. Leaves it left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier lost control for a moment, flips it back to Sikora up high near midcourt. On the left side, Sikora goes into his drive, down the floor, hangs in the air, off the glass, too strong, rebound tipped out. Bussey had it for a moment, but Fall Creek will come the other way with Colin Kramer. Drop to Steinke. Steinke, nice scooping pass to Bo Volrath, and Volrath soars to the basket. 4-2, 7-2 Fall Creek.
Poor Jordan. Sikora couldn't get, he didn't get back. He was stumbling down the floor to set the defense, and he found an open spot.
Cooper Mittermeier steps into a three and Cooper splashes it from straight on.
That's what we need to see.
It's a little bit of a rough outing offensively Tuesday night for Cooper, and nice to see him hit his first. 7-5. Donald trails by two. Quick three. Right side from Fall Creek. That one just hits the glass. No rim on the miss. Donald down. A chance to tie or take the lead here. 14-53 to play in the first half. Trailing 7-5. Mittermeier puts the shoulder down. Kick out Jordan Sikora for the lead. Left corner. Pocket three money.
There's our shooters. Well, against Fall Creek, a team like this that big, we got to knock those down.
Just need to be back on your home floor. McDonald's first lead, 8-7. And a whistle. The ball goes out of bounds to McDonald. Stumbling over there was Jack Walden. He lost it after a good trap right in front of the Max bench.
Great defense there by Carson. Stop the ball.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Mittermeier leaves it for Galvez, right wing. Carson Galvez against Steinke. 6'3" against 6'5". Up top for Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the left side of the lane. Kick out Cale Holm for his first three. Left in the circle. Back rim. No rebound. Batted around. Sikora has it out to Holm. Drops it down to Bussey. Kick out Galvez. 4-3. Right wing. Off the side of the rim. No. And rebound pulled down by Volrath. But again, a good battle by Mason Bussey down there.
Kept the ball alive. We had good shots. They just got to knock them down here, boys.
4 minutes into the half. McDonald up 8-7. Open look at a three, left wing for Fall Creek, and that was too wide open to miss for Colin Kramer. The sophomore sharpshooter has hit two triples, 10-8 the Crickets.
That's all right, early on.
Galvez between the wheels up top, leaves for Sikora. Sikora up top as well, maintaining the dribble back to Carson, and off to Sikora right wing. Sikora trying to go by his man at the right block extended, goes into a double team, fouled on the way up. Jacob Wachke going to pick up that foul unless they get it on Bo Volrath, but
no, I think McDonald's know there's a little mismatch with Jordan, and Jordan's going to keep driving on that guy. He, you know, they've set it up 2-3 times. He hasn't scored yet, but he's going to get to the hoop here pretty quick.
They did call Bo for that one. First free throw is perfect for Jordan Sikora. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2-for-2 to tie the game. Jordan Sikora knots it at 10 as he knocks down a pair of free throws. And another turnover by Fall Creek. The post-entry pass to Steinke gets away from him. It trickles off the baseline. It'll be a turnover to the Max with Cooper Mittermeier working against Colin Kramer across the timeline. High on the left, Carson Galvez. Gavis looking to hand it off, finds Mittermeier in the left wing. Outside the arc, walks his way into a three-point shot. Front rim, no. Trying to grab the rebound is Mason Bussey, and a foul, and that's going to go against Mason.
That's all right. Good hustle by Mason.
Volrath just a little bit quicker to the basketball there. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Maybe that small chip in your windshield has turned into a big crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Bussey's going to get a break, and Sikarski comes into the game, the 6'3" senior forward, averaging 4 points per game. He's been playing well of late.
He gets in there. He's not afraid to shoot. He's not afraid to score. He's not afraid to bang.
Whistle after a three from the corner. I'm not sure if that was on the box out. Walden missed the three, but the foul called on McDonald. I think that
it's on Carson.
That's Carson Galvez.
Second. Right.
I think it's just the first on Carson.
Okay.
Let's see. McDonald's third. But three free throws, and the first one rattles out for Jack Walden. 12:58 to go. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Second free throw is good. Residential, commercial, and industrial, quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. 2-for-3 on that trip to the foul line. for Jack Walden. Those are his first points tonight. 12-10, a two-point advantage for Fall Creek once again. McDonald with the basketball with 12:50 to play here in the first half. Tokarski leaves it. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier into the left corner. Jordan Sikora passes up the three, runs into a double team, drops it down for Tokarski. Wrapped around bounce pass. Alex. Good look, there's a foul. 3-point range. Cooper Mittermeier will go to the line shooting three as Kramer picks up the infraction for Fall Creek. As you mentioned, Tokarski, a nice bounce out beyond the arc to set up that three-point attempt.
Good read by Alex.
So Cooper Mittermeier, first free throw is perfect. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Second free throw is good for Cooper Mittermeier. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Carson Galvez takes a seat. Grant Smiski, number one in. Mittermeier.
Boy, Cooper, here we go.
It's all three. It's 13-12. McDonald with a one-point lead. Taking the advantage back. A bobble along the baseline and stepping on the baseline. Noah travel. Kale Holm with a helpful hand up for Jacob Waukee, who took steps. McDonald a chance to extend this slim one-point advantage as they lead 13-12. With 12:27 to play here at home against Fall Creek. Grant Smiski, QB1, running the point now. Sikora on the right wing. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Drops over to Kale Holm. Holm goes between his legs, step back for three, front rim, no. Rebound to Grant Smiski, left block extended. Smiski looking to the post, nothing there, finds Tokarski. Tokarski against Bull Volrath, thinks better of a shot over the 6'6" senior.
That's all right, he challenged him, see if he took
Sikora, nice pass. Beautiful drop-down pass, threaded the needle to Kale Holm, and Holm up and in for two.
I think they can run a lot through Jordan. Jordan has a mismatch, they got a help on him.
15-12, largest lead of the night for McDonald. Kale Holm, his first basket. Volrath driving down the lane, and he is held up on the way to the basket.
That's all right. Between Alex and Mason, we got 10 fouls to give there.
Donald leads 15-12. Inbounds to Waukee, left wing, drops in the corner. Walden has an open look at a three. That one pops in and out. Rebound knocked away out of bounds, but I think that was actually a pretty good play by Grant Smiski, because Volrath had a paw on it, and
right
Smiski
there.
Knocked it away from him and out of bounds. 15-12, they'll do it again. Fall Creek with the inbound. Waiting, looking, finding Walden. Walden kicks it out right side. Kramer for his third three, yes. Right wing triple. Colin Kramer running out of space for him to write down these threes as he ties the game at 15, and the sophomore shooting very well. Cooper
nice
Mittermeier drops one down with the right hand and gets the English.
Nice job. Cooper
going all around the inside of the rim. 17-15, McDonald leads by two. Steinke, right block, bullet pass along the baseline, goes off of the shoelaces of Walden, right to McDonald Sikarski. Sikora, right elbow. Flips it over to Tokarski. Goes right by Bull Volrath. And did he step on the end line? Yes, he did.
Hoping to get a bump there.
Again, they're letting him play. Depending on what game and what officials you have, that might be a foul in some cases. This one, they seem to be pretty consistent and letting him bang a little bit down low.
It just would have been nice to get two on him.
It would. It would, indeed. Walden pulls up from 15 and good. Tied at 17. Left wing jumper from Walden. That's his first field goal. 17 apiece. Grant Smiski gets by his defender. Try to thread the needle down along the baseline to Sikora. Back to Fall Creek. Bo Volrath loses it for a moment. Retrieves along the baseline. Bo, the senior, straddling the arc. Kick to Walden in the left corner. Walden fires it down to Steinke. Steinke, good entry pass from Walden. And he's held up by Tokarski. Alex picks up his second, as you mentioned. Got plenty of them.
Yeah.
But that's the fifth team foul on McDonald, which is a concern with 10:19 left. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Waukee along the baseline off the inbound, got it back from Steinke. Works out to Walden with 10-12 to play in a tie game, 17 apiece here in Chippewa Falls. Tokarski came out, David Anderson in for the first time tonight. Another wide open look at a three, and that one mercifully in and out. Offensive rebound, Steinke, and saved along the baseline by Mittermeier. Mittermeier ran into the door to the weight room and knocked it open. And that one looked like it was going down from Kramer. Cale Holm in the right corner, back up to Smiski with 9:45 to play. Sikora has it on the left wing. One dribble up top, Cale Holm. Smiski finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier comes to a sliding stop. Back to Sikora. Sikora
goes hard to the rim and scores, blowing by his man down the right side of the lane, Jordan Sikora.
I think Jordan can do that all night long. They just be patient.
Again, Jordan oftentimes is a distributor leading this team in assists, but when he's aggressive offensively, he's got great length. Kick to Walden. Walden left wing three is good. Walden starting to heat up. The senior averages nearly 15 a game, and Fall Creek takes the lead back 20-19 as we're almost to the halfway point of the first half. Mittermeier down the lane, throws up a tough shot over Volrath, comes up short. Ends up spilling on the deck. Kramer right wing, drops down to Volrath. Volrath finds Steinke. Steinke hits the underside of the bucket as he goes a little bit too deep on that drive. Kick left side, Smiski. Smiski for three, back rim no. Rebound to Walden. 8:40 and counting in the first half. 20-19 as Carson Galvez will check back in shortly for McDonald. Left side, Waukee. They left him open for three, and that one's good. As you mentioned, they're challenging them to shoot in Fall Creek.
Yeah, they're coming through tonight here. So
hit five threes in the first half. They lead 23-19. Smiski up top. Volrath went for the steal. Pass stolen by Steinke. Back to Volrath. Volrath against Cale Holm drops it down for Walden, making the smart move to pass, and Walden up and in for two. 25-19. Fall Creek up two possessions.
He's got to be patient here now and work it a little bit.
Holm to Smiski. For David Anderson, right of the wheel. Jordan Sikora working against Waukee, leaves up top for Cale Holm, high on the left. Hand off to Cooper Mittermeier, back to Anderson, right wing, Grant Smiski. Smiski outside the arc. Cale Holm high on the left, finds Sikora. Sikora blows by his man, goes in the air, hangs
Get
up,
hits, counted, and a foul. Hoop and harm for Jordan Sikora.
They open up that baseline, took advantage of it, took it right to the basket.
Jordan Sikora sitting on 9 points by our unofficial tally. Pulls McDonald back within four, 25-21 with a free throw pending. 7:41 left. Carson Galvez comes in. David Anderson taking a seat. Anderson, the 6'1 junior forward, number 13, if we didn't mention that when he entered the game. Sikora, the free throw is perfect. First player to double digits for McDonald. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Radio.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Welcome back here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-2025 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited as McDonald steals the ball away. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. The good defense does not wait for a live read to finish. 25-22, McDonald trails by 3, but the turnover gives them possession back with 7:16 to play. Grant Smiski Cale Holm, Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier, and Carson Galvez. The five on the floor. Galvez, quick trigger on a three, right corner. That one high off the glass. No offensive rebound. Put back Smiski, no. And the rebound pulled in by Tyson Flottmeyer, 6'5 senior. How many 6'5 and 6'6 players can they trot out here?
They just grew considerably.
Miles Schmidgall out there as well at 6'6, just a freshman.
They switched to their 1-3-1 defense. Now, offensively here, we should be able to pack it in and make these guys again. They took their shooters out, so we'll see if they got any other shooters.
Also, Brian Birdsall, the 5'11 senior, shortest player on the floor for Fall Creek right now. Schmidgall has it on the right wing. Goes up top, Birdsall, right elbow. Drops down to Schmidgall, right wing. He'll pull up for a deep jumper. That one rattles in and out. Pulled in by Smiski of McDonald. Cale Holm flips it over. Wide open. Corner three, too strong. Missed by Cooper Mittermeier. It's a good look for McDonald.
Yep, we'll take that every time. I'll take Cooper in the corner.
6:14 to play. Entry pass knocked away by Galvez, and that is his second foul, I believe, as he went through the body of Isaac Steinke to get to that. Team's sixth foul, so bonus the rest of the way. It is the second for Carson. Four whistles on Fall Creek. 6:08 remaining, two at the blocks, two at the elbows for this giant team. Four players, 6'5 or better. Inbounds to Schmidgall, wide open for three, and Schmidgall shows off his shooting touch, the freshman from the right corner, 28-22. Back to the largest lead of the night for the Crickets. Cale Holm out to Smiski. Smiski has it on the floor against Flottmeyer. Right corner now, Carson Galvez picks up his dribble, back out to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper to Carson Galvez. Galvez driving baseline, bumped and stepped on the end line. And we've been looking for that call along the baseline, but doesn't look like we're going to get it. They're going to let him. Bump and bang a little bit down there. Mason Bussey comes back into this game for Carson Galvez with 5:42 remaining. Carson presumably will sit for the rest of the half of those two fouls.
We'll see if we can afford to let him sit. I guess that's the big thing.
Indeed. Stepping into a three, another big fellow, Bo Volrath. That there one no go. Good. And good box out there by Bussey. And Schmidgall picks up the foul, team's fifth. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. 5:25 to go first half. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Dawson Halverson at the Wogo home base in Halley. Falcon Overlock of the Max TV crew here at McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. 6-point game, Fall Creek with the lead, 28-22. Long pass across the floor, skips over the scorer's table as Smiski reached as far as he could for it, but that one off the mark from Jordan Sikora. Turnover, fairly rare turnover here in the first half for McDonald. They've been pretty sharp, but down six.
And they're, you know, Fall Creek is long, that's for sure, when they play that.
Jumper missed by Volrath. Rebound pulled down by Mason Bussey. And this is the third game back for Volrath as he continues to try to get back into his basketball groove. Smiski into the left corner, Cale Holm. And two players 6'5", two players 6'6", on the floor for Fall Creek right now. Donald doesn't have anyone over 6'4". Or just one at that height. Grant Smiski has it knocked away from him and lost it and then picks up the foul on Tyson Flottmeyer. 4:31 to go. That was the seventh team foul on McDonald. First on Grant Smiski. And the first bonus free throw of the night goes to Fall Creek. They'll shoot a 1-1 here with Tyson Flottmeyer, the 6'5 senior who averages 6.4 points per game for head coach Rick Storley. Here's for Flottmeyer, rattles it through, extending the largest lead of the night for Fall Creek, making it 29-22. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Second free throw is good for Flottmeyer, 30-22. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. That new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, cvosm.com/WOGO. Donald down by eight. Still plenty of time left here in the first half.
Got to get somebody at the free throw line, I think. Make that ball a little easier to move.
Working against a 1-3-1 zone with a lot of length here for Fall Creek. Cale Holm will try to beat it with a three from the left corner. Swish.
That's what we need. First one of the night. We'll take it. Cale have a couple more here.
30-25. Cale Holm, I believe that's his 31st. Three-point make of the season, now tied with Cooper Mittermeier for the team lead. Long pass over into the left corner, back out Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer has an open look at a three on the left side. That one rattles off the side of the rim. Rebound batted into the arms of Smiski from Jordan Sikora. Cale Holm now on the left wing. Cale back out to Smiski, to Jordan Sikora on the right side. Into the corner, Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper skips it out. Grant Smiski finds Cale Holm. Can he go 2-for-2 from that corner?
Yeah. You bet he can.
Great ball movement. Put Jordan on top, put Cooper on the baseline. Got a little better ball movement.
6-0 run for these Macs. They trail 30-28 now. 3:13 to play. Up top, Flottmeyer. Between the wheels. Goes right side. Schmidgall's hit a three tonight. The freshman into the right corner. Wide open look for Birdsall. That one no good. Knocked out of bounds. Going
there
off
we go.
Of Fall Creek. And to McDonald. Good fight by Jordan Sikora with Tyson Flottmeyer. Oh. 3:01 remaining. And now Coach Storley will sub and get some of his shooters back out there.
Go back to the small lineup.
Cullen Kramer, who hit three triples in the first half of the first half, is back down there on the floor. Long pass across the floor and cannot get to Cooper Mittermeier. And McDonald has not made a lot of mistakes here offensively, but he probably would be chalked up as one.
Unforced ones are always the frustrating ones.
Pull up for Walden. Walden immediately comes off the bench and hits from the left wing. About a 15-footer, 32-28. Fall Creek back up two possessions. 2:34 to go. Left side, Grant Smiski. Off a little slip screen from Cale Holm. Bussy up top. He's for Jordan Sikora. Gives a screen. Sikora just outside the foul line. Looking down to Bussy. Nothing there. Tip pass up top. Grant Smiski. Smiski back to Sikora on the right. Donald trails by four. Bussy calling for the ball, trying to post up against Bull Volrath. Cooper Mittermeier, left block extended on the drive, maintaining the dribble up top to Cale Holm, who has the hot hand. Holm out to Grant Smiski. Grant between the wheels, throws a pass to Jordan Sikora on the left wing, outside the arc. Screen now for Mason Bussy. Bussy rolls to the hoop, nothing there yet. Sikora goes by his man over the top of Volrath.
No, Bussy.
Bussy pulls down the rebound, goes up hard, it's foul.
Got a job, Mason.
Good boy. 52 left. Bussy battling hard. Inside, and we'll go to the line shooting two of the minute, 52 to play. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chi-High McDonald Athletics. First free throw for Mason Bussy. Look good is good. Nice touch nice for job. His first point. The sophomore pulls McDonald back within a single possession, 32-29. And a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute as well. This is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Max Basketball.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball and WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Watch and listen to tonight's game. McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. Mason Bussy at the line. Hit the first free throw. Pulled his team within three, 32-29, under 2 minutes to go. Second free throw looks long and is long. Rebound to Walden. Splitting that pair at the charity stripe, Mason Bussy. Donald back within three. They tighten up defensively. Miles Schmidgall up top. Watke between the wheels. Looking for Kramer. Instead finds Volrath. Volrath, right block extended. Kick into the right corner, Watke. With a minute 36 to play. Watke gets it back against fellow number three, Cooper Mittermeier. Finds Schmidgall, pulls up from 16, rattles in and out. Rebound to Cale Holm as Sikora goes spinning to the floor. Cale across the logo, leaves for Cooper Mittermeier, gives him a screen up top. Mittermeier drops to Jordan Sikora in the right corner. Minute 18 to play, McDonald trailing 32-29.
And Smiski drives down the right blocking, and Schmidgall finds Cale Holm. Holm down the middle of the lane. Finger roll, no. Oh. Rebound pulled in by Schmidgall.
Boy, we needed that one.
Everything but the finish there. Watke up top, goes to Schmidgall high on the right. Into the corner. Bo Volrath, they'll leave him wide open for three. Challenge him, he'll miss. A little bit too strong from the left wing. Cale Holm down the left side of the lane. Kick out Jordan Secor in that left corner where McDonald's hit a couple threes here tonight. Secor with 44 seconds to play. His team down 32-29. Goes by his man, runs into a double team. Back out to Bussey. Cale Holm right wing. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the left hand. Stumbles back out to Cale. Wide open for three. Right wing. Yes!
Great job. Great ball movement. Patience.
Tie game. The dime from Cooper Mittermeier and Cale Holm with the triple. 32 apiece with 20 seconds to play. Looks like Coach Storley wants his team to play for one. Watke up top, standing on the collar of that Bulldog logo. Gets it back. Watke working off a screen from Schmidgall. Rolls to the hoop. Watke pulls up from 16. Back rim. No rebound to McDonald. We got 5 seconds
go
here.
Grant.
Push ahead to Grant Smiski. Smiski to Secor. Secor to beat the buzzer. Yes! 34-32. Sakura in transition. Puts McDonald up two at the break. And what a first half we have had.
Whew. We'll take that. Wow, great effort. Great
we'll
job.
We'll have highlights, stats, analysis, and more coming up at the break. After we catch our breath, we are back in 3.5 minutes. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wurzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
It is halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Dawson Halverson back at the Logo Studios in Halley. We'll look at the stats in a moment. McDonald down as many as 8 in the first half. A furious run at the end of that half. They were down, again, 3 scores, 3+ scores, depending on how you look at it. And came back beating the buzzer to go up 34-32 at the break. We'll look at the stats in a moment. But again, this is a Fall Creek team with a lot of length. They showed their shooting prowess as well. Dave hit 5 threes, but McDonald, again, took the punches and then struck back.
Well, when it got to 8 points, it was sort of like, boy, which way is it going? You know, which way is it going to go? And boy, they fought back. They hit a couple of threes, and just great effort and got it back. Well, going into halftime with the lead, I mean, Adam walked in and he was smiling as he was walking into the locker room. So, I'm sure he's very excited here. A great half and a great effort.
Well, six different players have scored for Fall Creek, led by Jack Walden with 11 points in the first half, then 9 for Colin Kramer, all from beyond the arc, 5 for Jacob Watke, 3 for Miles Schmidgall, 2 for Bo Vorath, and 2 for Tyson Flottmeyer. On the other side for McDonald, they have 2 players in double figures, another one close as 4 have scored, led by Jordan Sikora with 12 points in the first half. Cale Holm has 11, including 3 triples, 8 for Cooper Mittermeier, and 1 for Mason Bussey. Let's hear how the first half sounded, your halftime highlights here on WOGO Sports. Basket, 4-2, 7-2 Fall Creek.
Poor Jordan Sikora couldn't get, he didn't get back. He was stumbling down the floor to set the defense, and he found an open spot.
Cooper Mittermeier steps into a three and
Cooper
splashes it from straight on.
That's what we need to see. Yeah.
Donald down, a chance to tie or take the lead here. 14-53 to play in the first half, trailing 7-5. Mittermeier puts the shoulder down, kick out Jordan Sikora for the lead. Left corner, pocket three, money.
There's our shooters. Well,
Carson against Bo Vorath thinks better of a shot over the 6'6" senior.
That's all right. He challenged him. See if he took
Sikora. Nice pass. Beautiful drop down pass. Threaded the needle to Cale Holm, and Holm up and in for 2.
I think they can run a lot through Jordan. Jordan has a mismatch. They got a help on him.
Very well. Cooper
nice
Mittermeier
screen.
Drops one down with the right hand and gets the English.
Nice job. Cooper
spinning
going hard
around the inside of the rim. On the left wing, one dribble up top, Cale Holm. Smisky finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier comes to a sliding stop. Back to Sikora. Sikora goes hard
to the rim and scores, blowing by his man down the right side of the lane, Jordan Sikora.
I think your right wing, Grant Smisky. Smisky outside the arc. Cale Holm high on the left. Finds Sikora. Sikora blows by his man, goes in the air, hangs
get
up, hits, counted in a foul. Hoop and harm for Jordan Sikora.
They open up that baseline, took it. Somebody at the free throw line, I think, make that ball a little easier to move.
Working against a 1-3-1 zone with a lot of length here for Fall Creek. Cale Holm will try to beat it with a 3 from the left corner. Swish.
That's what we need. First one of the night. We'll take it. Cale.
Twing. Cale back out to Smisky to Jordan Sikora on the right side. Into the corner, Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper skips out. Grant Smisky finds Cale Holm. Can he go 2-for-2 from that corner?
You bet he can.
Great ball movement.
Goes by his man, runs into a double team, back out to Bussey. Cale Holm, right wing, finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the left hand, stumbles back out to Cale, wide open for 3, right wing, yes!
Great job. Great ball movement, patience.
Tie game. The dime from Cooper Mittermeier and Cale Holm with the triple, 32 apiece with 20. Up from 16, back rim, no rebound to McDonald. We've got 5 seconds
go
here.
Grant,
push ahead to Grant Smisky. Smisky to Sikora, Sikora to beat the buzzer, yes! 34-32, Sikora in transition, puts McDonald up 2 at the break, and what a first half we have had. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. We'll take a 60-second break and then be back to break things down as we head into the second half. McDonald leading 34-32 at halftime. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the there cut. We go. Good. Give McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Freeze! Beats a goaltender right back.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. And let me put in a plug here as well. Tickets are now on sale for Fiddler on the Roof musical here at McDonald. The theater production team will perform February 1st through the 4th during Catholic Schools Week. February 1st through 3rd performances will begin at 7 p.m. Sunday's matinee at 2 p.m. Again, you can get your tickets online. Tickets can be purchased on the website under the Theater Arts tab, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Again, Fiddler on the Roof that first week of February. There's a lot of talent at the school, a lot of things going on all the time, Dave.
You know, there's plenty of things to go to. I mean, I'm home about two out of the 7 days during the week, so it's might as well throw one more in there.
Again, good to have you with us on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan, Val Knobloch running the Max TV live stream. Back at our WOGO studios, our producer, Dawson Halverson. As always, thank you so much to the sponsors, advertisers that you hear throughout these broadcasts, making it possible for us to bring you McDonald and Chi-High Athletics all season long. And a great student section here tonight, youth basketball night, and everyone here has been treated to a phenomenal game so far. As I think maybe we're bidding you adieu. Are you giving up your spot to Mark Maloney here?
The sub's going to go, and the main player is here.
Well, thank you, Dave, as well for filling in. Again, we appreciate Dave Flanagan and Mark Maloney coming in here. He missed a heck of a first half. McDonald will be on defense to start the second half. Nice feed down low to tie the game. Isaac Steinke, his first basket of the night as he gets it low on the left. Jordan Sikora, Carson Galvez, Mason Bussey, Cooper Mittermeier, Cale Holm, original starting five on the floor for Adam Schilling. Feed down to Bussey just inside the left block. Kick out Carson Galvez, who had to sit late in that half with foul trouble, and Carson gets a slip screen from Mason Bussey and goes right to the bucket for two. Carson Galvez ties the game, retakes the lead for McDonald at 36-34. Carson Galvez, that's his first field goal, points 3 and 4. Feed over to Kramer. Kramer saves it back in bounds after almost an errant pass. Kick to Steinke. Steinke elbow jumper. Back rim, no. Got his own rebound. Kick out to Waukee, right of the circle. On the left side, long three miss. Long rebound out to Cale Holm. 16:43 to go. McDonald leading 36-34. First Fall Creek, they've been healthy the whole season, expected by many to be right up there with Bloomer at the top of the conference. Very talented team that McDonald's facing here tonight, and the Macs have gone toe-to-toe so far. Carson Galvez up top to Mason Bussey. The sophomore leaves it for junior Eddie Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper back out to Cale Holm. Over to Jordan Sikora, off the screen from Holm. Sikora between a couple defenders up with the left hand, goes crashing to the deck, no call. Coming the other way, Fall Creek. Walden hard to the rack and scores. Jack Walden now with 13 points.
Mason was hustling down there.
Mittermeier lost the handle for a moment, drops it off to Cale Holm. Holm in the right corner. Again, Mark Maloney joining us. I don't know how much you were able to follow the game. McDonald down by as many as 8 in the first half. Long three for Cale Holm. Heat check, no. Tied at 36 with 15:43 to play, and in and out of the hands of Fall Creek, but last touch by Holm of McDonald.
Yeah, I just ran up here from reffing over at Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what, the fifth grade girls, Coach Cooper's got some good girls coming up.
That program continues to be strong. Volrath, speaking of strong, goes between a couple McDonald defenders, lost it out of bounds. Clean knock away, the officials will say, and so no foul, but Fall Creek will get an inbound. Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wersgala.com. Wersgala.com. Wersgala Plumbing and Heating. Steinke just inside the foul line, tried to bullet a pass between three McDonald defenders, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Volrath, out of bounds. 36 apiece. 15:25 to go here in Chippewa Falls. Jordan Secor near midcourt. Working against Waukee off a screen from Galvez. Secor goes by his man over the top of Steinke. Can't get it to fall, and Steinke pulls down the rebound.
It's a good shot.
15:09 left. Tied at 36. Left side, Walden. Walden took a little bit to get going, but once he got lathered up, his offense really came smooth. Volrath misses a shot from 8 feet. Left corner, Carson Galvez. McDonald on the attack. Galvez going by a couple defenders. He's sent flying. He's tripped up inadvertently. Tried to wrap around a bounce pass even as he was about to hit the deck, but the whistle comes first. Otherwise, that was going to be an easy two for Mason Bussey down low.
Foul on Isaac Steinke.
His third. Inbounds to Cale Holm. Team's first in the second half for Fall Creek, but that's notable for Steinke with three fouls. He's their leading scorer, 18-10 a game. Carson Galvez up top. So we remain tied up. Galvez going right at Steinke and walk for the basketball. Heard the whistle, got excited for a second, thought maybe they had drawn the fourth foul from the leading scorer for Fall Creek, but you know, Steinke doing a good job backpedaling. 14:30 to go. Kramer hit three threes in quick succession there in the first half. Hasn't scored since. Volrath between a couple defenders. Muscles went up. No, Steinke gets it back. Goes up strong. Challenge. Gets his own rebound. Goes up again and fouled. Pretty good work there by McDonald in the interior.
Yeah.
But the height wins on that possession pending the free throws. Here for Isaac Steinke of Fall Creek. It's time to call Wersgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower, maybe a jacuzzi. First free throw for Steinke is good. Or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wersgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wersgala.com, 839-0707 or wersgala.com. Second free throw is good for Steinke, showing off his touch from the foul line. He has 4 points now. The lead goes back to Fall Creek, 38-36, as the Crickets will show some pressure now. Galvez holding, waiting, finds Cale Holm on the run. Holm skips it across the foul line to Jordan Secora, trying to set him up for a charge there with Waukee, and Holm able narrowly to avoid it. Cale now out of a triple team has a pass tipped away and stolen. Waukee across the timeline and throws it right back to Cale Holm. Holm ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the left side of the lane, hangs in the air and fouled. 13:53 left. Cooper Mittermeier will go to the line, shooting a pair. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw is good for Cooper Mittermeier. He's now 4-for-4 on the night, including getting fouled on a three-point attempt and making all three free throws. For 5-for-5, no, and there I jinxed him. 4 out of 5 went long on the second. 38-37 Fall Creek. 13:46 to go in the second half. Paul Volrath, left block extended. He's doubled by Cooper Mittermeier, out top to Kramer. Kramer leaves it for Walden. Jordan Secor on him. Flottmeyer in the right corner now. Milwaukee on top. Kramer, the sophomore. Back to Waukee on the right wing. Cooper Mittermeier hand in his face. Waukee shoots it to Volrath. Volrath going against Bussey. Muscles went up with the right hand off the glass and good.
Mason's a big kid down there.
Oh, has a lot of bounce.
Volrath is he's pretty muscular himself.
40-37 McDonald. Trailing by three. Cooper Mittermeier goes by Kramer. Tries to muscle went up and is rewarded with a trip to the line. With 13:02 remaining, almost 5 minutes into the second half. That whistle, the third on Fall Creek and the second on Colin Kramer. One foul so far against McDonald here in the second half, and Cooper Mittermeier goes right back to the line, shooting a couple. First free throw is good. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Mittermeier's second free throw. See, that time I just kept quiet. He hit them both. 40-39, McDonald down one. Plotmeier in the backcourt. Puts it on the floor at the left hand. Back to Kramer. Kramer finds Plotmeier across the midstripe. 12:51 to go. McDonald trailing 40-39 to Fall Creek here on their home floor. Bullrath into the left corner. That's Plotmeier. He can hit from out there. Throws a pass out to Kramer. I think he was looking for Bullrath originally. Knocked out of bounds. Foul on McDonald. Thought they were going to say that one went out of bounds. Either tipped by the Max or last touch by Fall Creek.
It went right off the Fall Creek kid's knee for sure, but they got Kale with a foul.
Holmes first, team second here in the second half. Plotmeier up top to Bo Volrath. Finds Walden. Walden, top pull-up jumper from 17. No rebound pulled in by Carson Galvez. Galvez streams his way across the timeline, trying to go coast-to-coast, blocked by Plotmeier, and out of bounds, and a foul, yes. Galvez, pressing the issue offensively, will go to the line and earn that trip to the charity stripe thoroughly. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. First free throw for the sophomore, Carson Galvez, is good. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. A chance to break the tie as we are knotted at 40. Galvez's first free throw is good. Second free throw is as well. Two for two on that trip for Carson. 41-40, McDonald takes the lead back, now showing some backcourt pressure. Kramer drops a pass to Waukee. Waukee driving baseline, slides a bounce along the baseline, and a wave off here, and a travel on Plotmeier. I thought, again, you hear the whistle, and you think maybe it's going to be an end one situation, but instead, ball goes back to McDonald on the unforced error.
See if we can't open it up a little bit here. Up by one.
12:07. Again, McDonald without senior Miles Flanagan tonight. Injured Tuesday night. Hoping to be back next week. Cale home up top to Carson Galvez. Galvez driving down the left side of the lane. Goes right by Plotmeier to the rack. And a finish with the left hand.
Very good take by
Carson. Carson Galvez finding a little bit more of his groove. Whistle down low.
Mason on that one. Cross the arm.
Foul on Bussey. His third.
Walrath does a good job of taking the ball into that paint, going up against the hoop.
11:38 to play. Walrath is a very good free throw shooter. It works. We hit the front end. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977 for H&R Electric. Proud to back the Mac. Second free throw is good for Volrath.
Alex Tokarski came in for Mason.
Alex played in the first half, picked up a couple fouls, played tough as usual. It's what we've come to expect from the senior. Carson Galvez in the left corner, working against Schmidgall. Out to Tokarski. He'll take a foul line jumper over Volrath, pops it in and out.
Look good.
Two-point lead for McDonald. Kramer right wing, 11:19 to play. Kramer, the sophomore, back to the right against fellow sophomore Carson Galvez. Up top to Waukee. Waukee right of the circle, straddling the arc, back to Kramer, and the whistle down low. Clapping for Volrath. I think Tokarski got tied up with Bo down there.
Yep.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Inbounds to Tokarski, and that time, inbounds to Volrath against Tokarski. He muscled one right in on him, and Alex has his shot blocked on the other end. But again, got a compliment to Tokarski on his defense against Volrath, who has a lot of weight on him. Volrath loses along the baseline, going back to McDonald. So again, catching up on that sequence. Bo was a big, strong dude.
Yes.
And Alex Tokarski just battled him off that inbounds, and Bo thought he was going to muscle it up and coming the other way. Tokarski had Volrath slap his shot against the backboard. So a good battle there between a couple seniors. Yeah.
Volrath's taking a little rest right now. Steinke came in for him.
10:40 to go, 43-41. McDonald with the lead. Into the left corner. That's Cale Holm up top to Carson Galvez. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora puts on the floor with the left hand, splits a couple defenders, back out to Cale Holm on the left wing. Between his legs, over to Carson Galvez. Sikora, back to Galvez in the left corner. Schmidgall on him. Galvez driving in, working against Miles. High off the glass, can't get it to fall. Steinke clears the rebound. Pretty good move there for Carson Galvez. Shot just doesn't fall, and a timeout taken by Coach Storley with 10:07 to play. We're back in 30 seconds ourselves. This is Max Basketball on WoGo Sports. Two-point game here in Chippewa Falls.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Max Basketball and WOGO. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Haliand anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. 43-41 our score, and again, McDonald's holding tough here with this physical Fall Creek team.
They turned that into a 60-second timeout.
So coming back here, McDonald. And Fall Creek with 10:07 remaining. And Fall Creek with the side out in front of their own bench. Bounces in the backcourt, that's Colin Kramer. Matched up against Cale Holm. Student section for McDonald is full and on their feet.
Yes.
A few feet to our left. Great energy in here tonight. And a great game we've been treated to so far. Walkie just inside the right elbow. Shoots it down to Schmidgall. Right block. Schmidgall gets it back in the corner. From Walden. Finds Walden in that right corner. Quick trigger on a three. Side rim. No. Rebound. Walkie. Walkie finds Steinke. Steinke in the lane. Drops it up and in to tie the game. Good work on the glass there from Fall Creek.
It was.
43 apiece, 30 seconds away from the halfway mark of the second half. Jordan Sikora at the right elbow. Flips it out to Carson Galvez. Schmidgall with a hand in his face. Carson at the left elbow to Tokarski. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier back out to Carson. Carson working and Schmidgall goes in hard on him, and Schmidgall swats the shot out of bounds. The 6'6" freshman. Bo Volrath is going to come into this game after a quick break. Schmidgall's going to take a seat. 9:13 to go, 43-43 our score. Rebounds to Cale Holm in the right corner. Finds Tokarski, the senior. He's for Jordan Sikora. Sikora maintaining the bounce up top against Watkins. Picks up the dribble now. Cale Holm near midcourt. Between the wheels, Cale working a right-handed crossover. Finds Sikora, a little bit of a bobble at the foul line. Back out to Carson Galvez. Jab step. Leaves it for Sikora with 8:54 to go. Patient possession here for McDonald. Galvez, right corner, jab step against Volrath. Flips it over to Sikora. Sikora off the screen from Galvez. Took a shot across the face. Kick out to Carson Galvez for three. Pops in and out. Rebound. Batted down to right. Jordan Sikora. Up and in for two. Cale Holm.
Yes. Got
knocked
the assist.
It right to Jordan Sikora.
Off the rebound. Just a nice little bat over the
45-43. McDonald retakes the lead. Volrath left wing. Up top, Kramer finds Waukee on the left. Kramer right of the circle. Leaves for Waukee, left wing outside the arc. Elbow at the left side. Back out to Waukee from Steinke. Waukee drops down to the left block. That's Bo Volrath. He's double-teamed. Goes up anyway. Misses. Grabs his own rebound. Tokarski takes it away. Now it's loose. Back to Fall Creek. Kick in the left corner, Waukee. Walkie down the lane, slides between a couple defenders. Too strong off the glass. Tokarski clears the rebound. Ahead to Cale Holm. Holm has a one-on-two going over the top of Steinke.
Oh.
And it doesn't go in. Popped in and out. Last touched by whom?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Last touched by McDonald.
Yeah.
And Cale Holm trying to challenge the 6'5" Steinke, 5'10" against 6'5" in transition. Akil almost got that one to go down. One of those instances where the physics of it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's just going down and then somehow pops back out. 45-43, McDonald leads by two. Fall Creek with the basketball. Walden, cross-court skip to Kramer. Up top, Watke between the wheels. Walden, quick trigger on a three, online is good. Lead back to Fall Creek. Walden is just too good of a three-point shooter. 37% coming into this game. 46-45, Fall Creek.
David Anderson's in the game right now.
Number 13 saw some action the first half as well. Anderson up top. He's for Cooper Mittermeier with 7-11 to play. Mittermeier, Carson Galvez. Galvez working a pivot foot. Hands off to Cale Holm. Holm off a screen from Galvez. Quick trigger on three for Cale. Pops in and out. Walrath with the rebound. Under seven to go. 46-45. Fall Creek with 1 point advantage. Looking to extend that here. On the right side. Watke now between the wheels. Bullet pass down low. Hoop and harm. Steinke finds Walrath. Walrath muscles it up and scores. That was well done between the two posts.
That was a great pass.
Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Free throw for Volrath is good. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes, but hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. 49-45, largest lead by either team here in the second half. Fall Creek with the advantage. Sikora at the foul line. Sikora with Bussy back in there. Tries to go over the top of Steinke. The miss. Push ahead to Volrath. Volrath in transition. Goes by Galvez and dunks it home. Volrath looking pretty healthy now.
Yeah.
51-45. Six-point lead.
That was with authority there. One-handed.
Cale Holm. Right corner. Pops in and out on the three-point attempt. Rebound to Walden of Fall Creek. 6:08 to go. Walden on the left wing up top to Watke near midcourt. Swings it over to Cohen Kramer. Some timely shooting in the second half here for the Crickets. Where they hit five threes in the first half. Walden fouled on the way up by Cooper Mittermeier as he pulled up from the right elbow.
One ref had it as a jump ball, but the other ref called the foul.
That will send Walden to the line in a six-point game, looking to equal the largest advantage of the night for Fall Creek if he can make them both here. First free throw for the senior Walden is good. His third make from the charity stripe. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Mac. Second free throw, no. Batted by Bussy to Cale Holm. McDonald down 7:52:45. Right side, Jordan Sikora. Sikora back to Carson Galvez against Bo Volrath. Jab steps him a couple times, finds Cale Holm. Holm skips it into the corner. Sikora goes by his man over the top of Steinke. It spun all around the rim.
Good.
And looked like it was going to spin back out, but Jordan Sikora gets that shooter's touch. Makes it a five-point deficit for McDonald, 52-47. Kramer up top to Watke between the wheels. 5.5 to go. Kramer drops down for Steinke. Steinke working that baseline. Shoots it up top. Watke near the logo at midcourt to Kramer. High post feed, jumper off the back iron. No, Bussy pulls down the rebound off the miss from Walden. Cale Holm, right wing. Up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora head fake. It's by one man. Hangs in the air. Up with the left hand. No. Rebound pulled in by Steinke. Push ahead to Bo Volrath. Volrath in transition again. McDonald hassling him for the basketball. He'll kick out to Kramer. Left wing, Walden. Out to Watke beyond the arc. Watke back to Walden. Walden, quick trigger on a three. Side rim, no. Rebound, Steinke along the left baseline. Back to Walden. Walden hard to the rim. No. Rebound bat into the arms of Carson Galvez. Sikora across the timeline. Leaves it over for Galvez. It went over his head and out of bounds.
Yeah,
that's a little too tall.
Unforced error there. Don't need that at about this time. 4:46 left, down by five.
McDonald cannot commit any more fouls without sending Fall Creek to the line. Six infractions in the second half. Four whistles against Fall Creek. Snyky to Volrath. Volrath driving in hard to the basket. Goes over the top of Bussey for two. Volrath starting to assert himself here in the second half. 54-47. 7-point lead for Fall Creek. And their largest advantage here in the second half, led by eight in the first. McDonald came back to lead by two at the break. We need that kind of a run again here. 4:13 to play. Sakura bumped up top. Yep. Milwaukee picks up foul, the fifth against Fall Creek, so just one more to give for the Crickets. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. We've hit the 4-minute mark. McDonald trailing 54-47. Carson Galvez going by Volrath. Pulls up over the top of him and scores from low on the right. Getting the big fella up in the air and finishing a crafty, savvy move from Carson Galvez. 5-point game, 54-49. Kramer, the sophomore, up top.
Yeah, they're going to eat up a little clock and make McDonald foul probably.
On the left wing is Kramer. Kramer holding. Hands off to Waukee. Waukee's doubled. Cooper Mittermeier steals it away to Cale Holmholm down the lane.
Got it, and one.
And a foul, hoop, and harm for Holm.
54-51, just like that. McDonald within three. As Cale Holm off the theft from Cooper Mittermeier, challenged at the rim, and Cale wins that battle. And will go to the line for a chance at three the old-fashioned way. With 3:24 remaining, his team down three. Holm, the free throw.
Got
yes.
It. Down by two.
First. 54-52. McDonald trails by just two, a 5-0 run. Will Volrath left wing. Conference player of the year, two seasons running. The senior against Mason Bussey, the sophomore. Volrath goes into his move. Down the baseline, goes hard to the rim. That was the blow-by by both.
Somebody's got to step in there and maybe take a charge, but I don't know if I'd want to be that guy.
56-52 under the three-minute mark. That's kind of just a clear out for Volrath. Whistle, and that is the 17th foul on Fall Creek as Jordan Sakura held up on the way to the hoop. Now both teams shooting bonus the rest of the way, so we might just have a free throw shooting contest. Is David Anderson in? Mason Bussey out. Cale Holm, Jordan Sakura, David Anderson, Cooper Mittermeier, and Carson Galvez, the five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. 56-52, they trail, a 1-1 here for Jordan Sakura, the junior. Sakura, the free throw, rattles in and out. Volrath with the rebound. Volrath being pursued, he's tripped up and a foul. Inadvertent trip, but that's a call that's going to go against McDonald. And we'll send Volrath and an excellent free throw shooter to the line, and he will shoot a 1-1 here. First bonus free throws of the night for Fall Creek. 4-point game, 56-52, the Crickets. 2:47 to play. These teams split last year. McDonald won here at home. Volrath, first free throw is good.
Back up by five.
Volrath had just 2 points in the first half. Now we've got him for 15. And make it 16. 58-52, 6-point game. Full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Two minutes, 47 seconds remaining in regulation. Another great battle tonight between McDonnell and Fall Creek. Western Clover Belt Conference action here on WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. A whistle on the inbound before McDonnell can even inbound the basketball. And Fall Creek holding up one of McDonnell's intended recipients of that inbounds pass. That's exactly what you need if you're McDonnell, is a chance to score with the clock stop down six.
Yeah.
So still be a one-on-one situation as Cooper Mittermeier will go to the line. First free throw is short. Some opportunities, a little bit squandered here for McDonnell. Tired legs late in the game. Tough to make those free throws. They sure need them. Down six here. Kramer left wing and Fall Creek trying to use up clock every single possession. Steinke, left wing, he is fouled by Carson Galvez. Probably the team's eighth. With 2:26 left, Steinke will go to the line. This will be a one and one as well. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, Isaac Steinke, 6 points. First free throw is good.
That was Carson's fourth foul.
2:26 left. Back to a 7-point advantage. Make here by Steinke can equal the largest lead of the night by either team, and he will. Steinke hits the free throw, 60-52, Fall Creek, 2:24 to go. We see some late Max magic here. Secord. Carson Galvez against Schmidgall. Galvez across the foul line. Has it knocked away. Anderson pulls it loose. Finds Sikora. Sikora fires a three right wing. No rebound. Pulled in by Walden. It's a pretty good look there for Jordan. Just one drop. Now across the timeline, Fall Creek. Schmidgall double near midcourt. And foul with a minute 56 to play. And the freshman will go to the line, shooting the final one and one. It'll be double bonus the rest of the way for Fall Creek.
Probably who they wanted to foul. See how Miles does on that.
And still one and one here. Free throw. Rattles in and out, but Volrath offensive rebound goes right back up. No. And the miss to McDonald. Still time. Plenty of time left. Donald needs a bucket, and Cale Holm. It won't go down. Just inside the left block. Holm fighting Steinke for it. And we'll send Steinke to the line, shooting two now in the double bonus. As Holm, a nice drive down the left side of the lane. That was another one where physics, the English on it, whatever you want to say, just spun out.
Spin on that ball from that angle.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. First miss there by Steinke. And Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Stop in to find out more or apply online at Wurzgala.com. That's Wurzgala.com. 8-point lead, 9-point lead. Second is good for Steinke. 61-52 Fall Creek. Minute 37 to go. McDonald crossing the timeline with Cooper Mittermeier. Off a high screen from Cale Holm. Mittermeier steps into a three.
Nails it from the right wing.
Timeout,
McDonald. On the floor, 6-point game. We're back in half a minute. Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Final 89 seconds of action, at least in regulation here on McDonald's Youth Basketball Night.
We need those quick baskets like that.
61-55 after the Cooper Mittermeier three. Walden across the timeline. Flips to Steinke in the left corner. Steinke hassled by Anderson and a foul with a minute 21 left. Steinke split his last two free throws. Again, this is double bonus territory. So Steinke, as Bussey will check back in, Steinke, the senior, will shoot a couple here. Yeah, good game here tonight. Fall Creek trying to pull away. Steinke hits a lot of rim, but gets the free throw to fall. Again, he's just missed once from the foul line. Minute 21 left, 62-55. Fall Creek a chance to equal their largest lead of the night. And no, second free throw no good, and Bossy pulls down the rebound. Minute 19 left. Max have to move here.
Yep.
62-55, they trail by 7. Cooper Mittermeier across the timeline, working against Kramer. Mittermeier trying to get loose on the right wing. Flips over to Cale Holm. Holm in rhythm for 3 yards.
Left wing triple for Cale Holm.
4-point deficit.
Under a minute to go. 62-58. McDonald's in full court pressure. Inbounds to Volrath. Volrath sprinting across the timeline, and he will go to the line shooting two with 54.2. McDonald's getting the makes. Now they need the misses. From Fall Creek is Volrath, who again has been very strong here in the second half. Just his third game back after that football injury. And misses the first free throw.
You've got to have that sense of urgency here now. Push the ball down the floor. Timeout, Fall Creek.
Taken by Fall Creek. Full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. Getting exciting down the stretch here in Chippewa Falls. Max Basketball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Welcome back. Chippewa Falls McDonald and Fall Creek in a 4-point game with 54.2 seconds remaining. Fall Creek with the lead in the basketball, the free throw line. Two misses for Volrath, but it's batted back out to Fall Creek. Oh, a golden opportunity for McDonald. And Fall Creek just a little quicker to the basketball off the miss. 46 seconds left. Schmidgall up top. Kramer. He's fouled with 42.1 left. My goodness.
That was a good opportunity for us with the miss off that free throw, but then it just careened around there, and Fall Creek got the ball back.
Sometimes it just takes an odd hop, an odd bounce. Now Kramer, the sophomore, first free throw. That rattles out. So McDonald down 62-58. 42.1 seconds left. Hoping for a miss, hoping for the rebound. Second free throw, that's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Sikora. Four misses in a row for Fall Creek, leaving the door open a crack here for McDonald. Right side, Cale Holm to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier in front of his own bench, finds Cale. Cale on the left wing, drops down to Bussey. Bussey skips out to Galvez. Galvez to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, 4-3. Battles in and out, rebound out to Mittermeier at the foul line. Kick into the left corner. Cale Holm for three.
Got it.
Yes! Holm drops it in, makes it a one-point game. 21.6 remaining.
Oh, and he got fouled too.
Fouled as well. A chance for a 4-point play, and Cale Holm could tie the game.
Foul on Walden.
I don't know if we were shielded or if it was just a delayed call. 62-61. Holm the free throw.
Yes!
Now they got to play smart ball and no need to foul him.
21.3, 62-62. Fall Creek with the basketball. Are they going to call a timeout or let this one play out? Nope. They will let it play out.
Fall Creek got a 30-second timeout.
Get a timeout with 30 seconds remaining, 14.1. We're back in half a minute on WOGO. Don't go anywhere.
Want to reach more local advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the
there we go.
Good. Give McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Oh, it's good. 3 points. Beats a goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A furious comeback for McDonald. A four-point play by Cale Holm ties it at 62-62. Fall Creek call the timeout. They have possession with 14.1 seconds left. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dave Flanagan also on our broadcast crew in the first half here tonight. Dawson Halverson, the WOGO home base in Halley. Fall Creek is going to inbound with Schmidgall here right in front of the cricket student section. Schmidgall, the freshman, drops in into the backcourt. Steinke with 12 seconds left to Kramer. Left wing, Volrath. Volrath up top, Walden. Walden over to Kramer. Kramer, a deep three for the lead.
Oh, thank you.
Good with 3 seconds left. McDonald wants a timeout, and they will get one to set up a final play here as Cale Holm tried to heave it in. The officials will conference here, but I think
they might give
them
more time
out.
They might give them more time on the clock.
And a huge three from
Kramer.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's his fourth. We'll take a 30-second break. McDonald may have a couple seconds left here. Down 65-62. We're back in half a minute.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, what a game we've witnessed. McDonald, a full timeout finishing up here. Fall Creek's Cullen Kramer may have just won the game for Fall Creek, but we'll see if McDonald, we've been calling for that max magic. They've had a lot to mount a furious, furious comeback to tie the game at 62. But now they trail 65-62 after Kramer. I'm not sure that he intended to bank that three-pointer in. It was a deep three from the right wing, and sometimes you just need a little luck.
Yes.
He's a very talented shooter. And
even Cale on the, you know, they call the timeout, and Cale heaved one hit. That almost went in.
So 3.3 seconds is what McDonald will have. Miles Schmidgall, 6'6", will guard the inbound in a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Again, a three-point game. The Macs are going to need to go the length of the court and hit a three to tie.
We wanted to see what kind of a setup McDonald's coming out in.
Our Post Glass post-game show will be coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Regardless of how this one ends, I think Coach Schilling is going to be very proud of the fight that his team had. Down 8 in the first half, they storm back to go up 2 at halftime, and then down as many as 9, I believe it was, here late going second half. And again, a furious rally. Hit a lot of big shots. Took advantage of some Fall Creek misses when they got some. Got a steal or two at the end. And now let's see, do they have a little bit left in the tank?
3.3, and Eli Stepp is in the game. So they must have just a bunch of shooters out there.
Cale Holm will inbound against 6'6", Schmidgall, and another timeout taken by Coach Schilling. This is a full timeout, so we'll take a 30-second break. Again, the chess match continues. Might as well not leave those timeouts in the bag. We'll be back in half a minute here on WOGO Sports for the final 3.3 seconds of regulation here on WOGO and Max TV. Back in half a minute.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Well, are we 3.3 seconds away from that post-glass, post-game show, or are we 3.3 seconds away from overtime? We will find out as McDonald down 65-62. They will inbound from underneath their own hoop. We've had three timeouts in succession here. As the Max now will switch to Jordan Sikora inbounding. Cale Holm, Cooper Mittermeier, Carson Galvez all around midcourt. Eli Stepp on the opposite foul line.
See if they can get a shot off. And with a shot off on a three-pointer, maybe get fouled. Who knows?
Sikora to inbounds. Schmidgall bouncing in front of him to Cale Holm. Holm with 2 seconds. Holm at midcourt launches it.
Oh.
And it comes up just a bit short. It's a pretty good look there for Cale, but it doesn't go down, and McDonald falls, but in a thriller, 65-62 to the Fall Creek Crickets. Max now 9-3 on the season, 4-2 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Fall Creek improves to 4-7 on the season, now 2-4 in the WCC. Our post-glass post-game show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 3.5 minutes with stats, highlights, analysis, and a conversation with head coach Adam Schilling. That's all ahead in 3.5. A great game we were treated to here tonight. McDonald comes up just short. Final score, Fall Creek 65, McDonald 62. Back in 3.5 on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker again, and he's just having his way.
Off the
there
glass.
We go.
Good. Gets McDonald their first lead, and that is 1,000 points for Cannon Hunt.
Laid it off to the left side.
Three points. Beats the goaltender right back.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and that warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make or model. Post Glass and Mirror. The Post Glass Post Game Show head coach Adam Schilling joins us now. And coach, what do you say to your team after a game like this, too? Again, you went absolutely toe-to-toe with an incredibly talented team, came up just short, but down 8 in the first half, took the lead at halftime with a great run, and almost sent this one to overtime.
Yeah, you know, we played our hardest. I think we played really hard. That's what we asked the kids to do, is just no matter what's going on, just to play their hardest they could, and we did that and just came up short.
Coach, a few unforced errors here and there, but overall it seemed like the execution offensively was at a high level here tonight in a game where you said, hey, points are going to be at a premium, and overall the execution seemed pretty strong on the offensive side.
Yeah, the kids really did a good job, you know, running the stuff we wanted them to run. Just the last couple minutes, I didn't do a very good job getting us where we wanted to get. So kids really played hard, and as coaches, we had to do a better job.
I know defensively, too, at times you were facing a lineup with four guys, 6'5", or better, and it seemed like, again, battling on the boards, getting in good positions to make sure that it was one and done. Don't accomplish that every single possession, but overall, I mean, defensively, I think you saw a lot of heart from your group tonight.
Yeah, they really dug deep. It's a good game for us to learn from, for our younger guys to get some experience in a game like this is going to help us in the playoffs, and we can just hopefully keep building on the positives that we had and keep getting better.
And coach, again, when you look at next steps for this team too, we keep coming back to there's youth, but also you're gaining experience about halfway through the season now, too. Where do you say this is the next block, the next step we need to take so that we can win this one next time?
I don't know. I mean, we played Bloomer kind of in a similar type of game, and now we played Fall Creek in a similar type of game at home. So just getting over the hump is something we talked about pregame, and we were there again at the end and made some big shots. So just finding a way to get stops when we really need them at the end, I think, will be critical for us going forward.
Well, Coach, big crowd on hand for youth basketball night, and everyone treated to just a dandy of a game, and we're sorry that it's not a W going your way, too, but again, a lot to be proud of for these boys as they move into the second half of the season eventually.
Yeah, I think, again, we want to take the positives from this game and just keep building upon those. We talked about not taking steps backwards at this point in the season. I can, you know, tonight we did take a step forward even though we came up short, and it's something we can definitely build on.
Well, Coach, we'll see you guys next week, and thank you again for the time before and after the game.
Great. Thank you guys for coming out. Really appreciate it.
That's head coach Adam Schilling as McDonald Falls, but in a thriller to Fall Creek, 65-62. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll go through the stats and highlights of the second half, and what a game it was. Post Glass Post Game Show is back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks getting a big win tonight against the Boston Celtics, and a win they sorely needed. And McDonald does not get the win, but again, as Coach said, Mark Maloney, I think they did take a step forward. Again, this is a very, very good Fall Creek team, again, that I think many expected, very reasonably expected, to contend for the conference title this year up there with Bloomer. I know they lost a game to Bloomer so far, but again, this is a long, athletic Fall Creek team. When they shoot the way they did at times from outside tonight as well, they can be very, very dangerous inside and out. And McDonald, again, just, I keep saying, went toe-to-toe with them, but they really, really did. And this is a youthful McDonald team, a team that hasn't played probably as much basketball together as a varsity team as Fall Creek has, and just a lot to like about what we saw here tonight.
Yes, and again, you know, hats off to Fall Creek there. I mean, those guys did a nice job, and I suppose they're pretty happy to have Bo Valrath back in the mix there. He's been fun to watch for years, and, you know, now coming off that football injury, and getting him back in there. But they just got some good seniors out there in the Stanky and Walden, and those guys, they just do a really, really good job out there. So, again, yeah, I was impressed with the battle that we gave out there. And it was, I mean, yeah, minus Miles Flanagan, who was out with an injury. So that, you know, didn't help having one of our bigger guys out there too. So I think the guys that were out there did a nice job. Mason Bussey is, again, as a sophomore. Got some valuable experience there going up against a very good basketball player in Fall Creek.
And again, there were times when you could see Fall Creek's advantage with length and height, but not a lot. And I think that's a credit to what McDonald was able to do here, again, with their discipline offensively and defensively crashing the boards. There weren't a lot of times, a lot of possessions where it's almost like soccer, you know, just dominating and staying on one end of the court. There weren't a lot of times where it was, wow, they're just bigger and longer than we are. I think you really have to credit McDonald, because again, hustle and effort can overcome some of those disadvantages of that height differential.
Yeah, and again, I think those guys did a really good job out there. So you know, and again, Coach Schilling having some more kids come off the bench. David Anderson, it's nice to see him. Hey, you know, he's out there to play a physical game, and that's what David Anderson does. He's one tough football player, and, you know, Coach Schilling knows he's going to get out there and mix it up a little bit. And Mason, being the big guy he is, you know, they're not afraid to get in there and mix it up. So those guys did a nice job. And, you know, again, it's that we need that kind of stuff to kind of build on. So I think Coach Schilling is right. They made a step forward there and lost to a good basketball team.
Well, seven players scored tonight for Fall Creek, five for McDonald. Each team had four players in double figures. Fall Creek was led by 17 from Jack Walden, 11 in a strong first half, 6 in the second. Right behind him, Bo Volrath with 16. Remember, it's just his third game back. He scored over 22 a game last year. He had 14 of his 16 in the second half. Just, again, a game-changing type of player, Bo Volrath. Colin Kramer had 12 points, 9 in the first half. All of his points came from beyond the arc, including the bank is open game winner at the end. And again, the sharp shooting sophomore too. So, you know, it was a fortunate bank, but again, that comes from skill as well too. He's a very, very talented young player too. And so again, thrilled the Fall Creek faithful here tonight with that three to win the game with 3.3 seconds left. 10 points for Isaac Steinke, about 8 below his season average here tonight. But Fall Creek snapping their 6-game losing streak with a win, 5 for Jacob Watke and 3 for Miles Schmidgo. On the other side, for McDonald, they were led by 21 points from Cale Holm. He, again, was just phenomenal from beyond the arc. Have him down for 5 made threes here tonight, including that 4-point play to tie the game at near the end of regulation. 16 for Jordan Sikora, had 12 in an incredible first half. 14 for Cooper Mittermeier, 10 for Carson Galvez, and 1 for Mason Bussey. Let's hear how the second half sounded. Your highlights as we finish up the Postglass postgame show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Without senior Miles Flanagan tonight, injured Tuesday night, hoping to be back next week. Cale Holm up top to Carson Galvez. Galvez driving down the left side of the lane, goes right by Flottmeyer to the rack, and a finish with the left hand.
Very good take, guy.
Carson. Right corner, jab step against Volrath. Flips it over to Sikora. Sikora off the screen from Galvez. Took a shot across the face. Kick out to Carson Galvez for 3. Pops in and out. Rebound. Batted down to right. Jordan Sikora. Up and in for 2. Cale Holm.
Yes. Got
knocked
the assist.
It right to Jordan Sikora. Volrath jab steps him a couple times. Finds Cale Holm. Holm skips it into the corner. Sikora goes by his man over the top of Steinke. And
oh.
It goes in. Oh, it spun all around the rim.
Dead.
And looked like it was going to spin back out, but Jordan Sikora gets that shooter's touch. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. We've hit the 4-minute mark. McDonald trailing 54-47. Carson Galvez going by Volrath, pulls up over the top of him and scores from low on the right. Getting the big fella up in the air and finishing a crafty, savvy move. Kramer holding. Hands off to Watke. Watke's doubled. Cooper Mittermeier steals it away to Cale Holm. Holm down the lane.
Got it, and one.
And a foul hoop and harm for Holm. 61-52 Fall Creek. Minute 37 to go. McDonald crossing the timeline with Cooper Mittermeier. Off a high screen from Cale Holm. Mittermeier steps into a three. Nails it from the right wing.
Timeout, McDonald.
Timeout on the floor. 6-point game by 7. Cooper Mittermeier across the timeline, working against Kramer. Mittermeier trying to get loose on the right wing. Flips over to Cale Holm. Holm in rhythm for 3 yards. Left wing triple for Cale Holm.
4-point deficit.
Cale on the left wing, drops down to Bussey. Bussey skips out to Galvez. Galvez to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier for 3.
Ooh.
Battles in and out. Rebound out to Mittermeier at the foul line. Kick into the left corner. Cale
Holm
for 3.
Got it.
Yes! Holm drops it in. Makes it a 1-point game with 21.6 remaining.
Oh, and he got fouled too.
Fouled as well. A chance for a 4-point play. And Cale Holm could tie the game. And he did indeed tie the game at 62-62 before the late heroics from Colin Kramer of Fall Creek. A final deficit 3 for McDonald. WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, our WOGO sports calendar at WOGO.com. But again, weather permitting, tomorrow we will head just down the road to Eau Claire Regis. Again, talking with both athletic directors today, even with the impending weather. It sounds like that game is on as scheduled for now. We're certainly hoping that, again, enough weather stays away that we can see the McDonald Lady Max against the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. Two teams on incredible hot streaks right now. McDonald 14-0 to start the season. Regis 11-2. So that game will be, again, 6:55 p.m. tomorrow evening. Looking forward to it.
Yes, that'll be a good game. And again, hoping that snow stays away.
Well, thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO home base in Hallie, Dawson Halverson, and Val Knobloch with the Max TV crew. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls saying good night from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Fall Creek Cricket 65, the McDonald Max 62. This has been Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.